Tulip Mania, the Battle of Kosovo and the Tulip. 250 years before the Dutch began bidding for tulip bulbs in the inns of Holland, the tulip came to the plain of Kosovo in southern Serbia. There, at a place called the Field of the Blackbirds, a Christian army of 15,000 men, led by Prince Lazar, stood and faced an Ottoman army of 30,000, commanded by Sultan Murad I. This great battle, which was fought on St. Vitus Day in 1389, helped to seal the fate of the Balkans for the next 500 years. As the battles began, the Serbs charged with their best and bravest knights. But it was not only beaten back, but Prince Lazar was captured in the confusion. On the Turkish side, Murad I directed his men with the skill that was expected of an Ottoman sultan, who had spent most of his 30-year reign campaigning. Murad I was, as usual, situated in the center of the Ottoman army and seemed secure. He was screened by three lines of camels, chained one to another, to present an impenetrable obstacle to the Serbian Christian cavalry, and intended, like Hannibal's elephants, to terrify an enemy cavalry that had never encountered such exotic animals before. The different smells and the sounds of the camels made the horses go crazy. Yet somehow, even with a Janissary guard, one Serbian soldier reached Murad I. Legend has it this man was a Serb who Prince Lazar had publicly accused of treachery on the previous evening, and who proved his loyalty by stabbing Sultan Murad I with such force that his dagger, thrust into the chest, sprouted out through his back. Murad I fell mortally wounded, but lived long enough to summon captured Prince Lazar and ordered his immediate execution. So the two opposing leaders joined the thousands of dead from both sides. An Ottoman historian recalling the battleground of the plain of Kosovo would say it was thickly covered with fallen and strewn with severed heads, many still wearing their dyed turban. He wrote that he was put in the mind of a gigantic bed of tulips, their wavy red and yellow petals echoing the brilliant colors of the Turkish headdresses. In fact, it is quite possible that tulips really were present at the battle, not merely a prophetic, or should say a poetic phrase of the historian, but in a more physical form as a talisman. In the course of the 14th century, the Ottomans seem to have adopted the tulip, remember the holy flower, as a guard against misfortune. The Ottomans used the tulip in a slightly peculiar way, partly for protection and partly because of the Islamic religious prohibition against images of living things, which at this time was still in force. The tulip was not only embroidered onto the banners and surcoats, but even on undergarments. The Turkish Museum and the Islamic Arts Museum in Istanbul still displays a simple cotton shirt. It was made to be worn beneath the armor and was richly decorated with verses from the Quran on the front and an embroidered tulip on its back. That was taken from the tomb of one of the Ottoman generals who fought at the Battle of Kosovo. It was Sultan Murad I's second son, Bayezid, a young prince who had barely reached manhood when he led a division of Turkish forces against Prince Lazar. Bayezid is the first man in history to be personally identified with the tulip. Bayezid is supposed to have worn the shirt as protection against not just evil, but also as a good luck charm, and it certainly appears to have worked very well. First of all, the army immediately proclaimed him sultan during the battle after the death of Murad. Second, they ordered the execution of his older brother Jakob, who was quickly garroted by a silken bowstring. This is actually a custom that the early Ottomans did, that you got rid of the rest of your brothers that were threats to the throne. For 13 years, Bayezid triumphed everywhere. He crushed Balkan resistance. He crushed Persian revolts. Unfortunately, it all came to an end in 1402. Near Ankara, Bayezid fought an even greater power, the great Tamerlane, a man as able as Genghis Khan, but more bloodthirsty. Bayezid's army was defeated, and he was captured. The Tulip King was shown no mercy. Tamerlane took Bayezid's harem for himself. He forced Bayezid's wife, Despina, to wait on him naked at his table. Bayezid was confined within an iron cage with the Mongol ruler. Took him everywhere he went. On state occasions, Bayezid was dragged before him so Tamerlane could use him as a footstool. Bayezid only lasted 8 months in captivity, and his death is still an obscure one. Some say he died of a stroke, which is known as apoplexy, and Christopher Marlowe, in his book Tamerlane the Great, has Bayezid dash his own brains against the bars of his cage in despair. At any rate, Bayezid was dead before the tulips bloomed in 1403. Now, next, we'll be dealing with Mehmed the Conqueror and what he does with tulips. Now, the sources for this, Tulip Mania by Dash. Tulips in the Ottoman Turkish Culture and Their Art by Demoise. Revolt in the Netherlands by Guile. The Book of the Tulip by Hall. The Tulip by Pavord. And Memoirs of Extraordinary Popular Delusions and Crowd Madnesses by McKay. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs. If you like what we are doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.